In the town of Nazarene, an angel has appeared to Mary and Joseph and told them of the birth of a child. And he shall be the son of God. And lo, Joseph said, "Hey, man, that's whatever, man." Because he knew that God controls thunder and disease like cancer and herpes. So Joseph and Mary rode a donkey into the hills of Galilee to Bethlehem so she could give birth in a barn, because that makes sense to hippies who don't wash and think it's all right to lay in straw and sit next to goats. It ain't. And lo, the Son of God was born on that day, and the angels knew it was so, because the baby already looked godly with a long gray beard, which babies don't have. Also, the baby could probably shoot laser beams from his diaper. I'm not saying that happened, but lo, I'm not saying it didn't happen. But it probably happened. And his parents were killed by Voldemort, and he knew he had to go to wizard college.
Hey.
And they all joined a crazy race called a
cannibal run. This story is important, Shay.
I know.
So don't mess it up, okay?
I'm just setting the scene. I'm building the characters. And lo, far away in the east, the four wise men saw a new star shining high in the sky. What could it be? A UFO? Maybe it's just a weather balloon. Let me look at it, Charlie. Whoa! Why, it's Rudolph, the red-nosed...
Rudolph ain't in this story. Stop making up stuff.
Fine, I'll go back to your stupid, boring version that nobody cares about. And then the wise men came, bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, because the king of the Jews apparently was not registered anywhere. And they figured, we're gonna give the baby spice to play with. Here, Jesus, why don't you suck on this paprika stick? Do you like ground cumin, baby? Well, let's use this in place of talc and rub it on your privates.
You're treading on some pretty thin ice, Shay.
Just saying, they're wise men. And I do not consider it wise to give spice to a baby.
I want me one of them easy-bake ovens where you can make real cupcakes.
As do I. But the magic baby was not to receive an easy-bake oven on that day. Not with Perplexo and the evil Dilutatron planning their laser assault on Bethlehem.
Just tell the story like it's supposed to be told.
All right, we created Perplexo as a composite character to take the place of King Herod and David and Goliath and most of Santa's elves. I envision Perplexo as half man, half 18-wheeler semi-truck.
Wrap it up, Shake, because this is making me very angry.
But the baby's about to lock horns with Perplexo and the evil Dilutatrons. Were you not listening?
Wrap it up.
Fine. I will leave that. For 'twas the night before Jesus 2, Avenged the Revengeful. On the teaser poster, it's just going to say TTNBJ2ATR. Because that's Hollywood style.
Shake!
Fine. And after Mary was done having the magic baby, Joseph got her to get up and cook for everyone, even the farm animals, because that's what women are supposed to do. And so this Christmas, I hope you choke on your spoon-fed baby mush story, because that's apparently what you crave, you stupid listener. So I took liberties. Excuse me, because I'm an artist delivering truth to your ears. You know what? You don't deserve my remake. Why don't you go to hell this Christmas?
And God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, right. Screw off.
And who's next to sit up on Santa's knee? What's your name, little boy?
This is Mark Bell from Thunder Train. What do you got in the bag for me, Pops?
Well, I might have something for you, son, if you've been a good little boy.
I've been super bad.
Come up here and sit on Santa Claus's knee.
Let me up there, fat man.
Tell me what you want for Christmas.
Yeah, come on. Let me up there.
What's that you got in your pocket there, boy?
What, this? This is my cowbell, Santa. Come on, Santa. Give me what I want. Santa, you gotta give me what I want. Hey, man, I want a new bike, you know, with a sissy bar and a banana seat. And don't forget those Big Daddy Ed Roth hot rods, man. I want a beatnik bandit, a fink eliminator, Mother's Worry. And don't forget Robin Hood Fink and Mr. Gasser. Come on, Santa. Give me what I want. Come on, Santa. Give me what I want. Super elastic bubble plastic, man. And how about a vacuum form so I can make my own hot rods? Aw, dog, half turtle and half frog. And Mr. Machine, I want a mess of them. Come on, Santa. Give me what I want. This is Mark Bell. Come on, Santa. Give me what I want. I gotta have them. I want some guns, man. You know the man from Uncle Gun? The one that busts apart and stores in his own super spy attaché case? Yeah, and I want the Mattel Burt gun, you know? And don't forget that, you know the Bat Masterson belt buckle gun? You know where the little derringer pops out of the belt buckle and shoots you right in the nuts, Santa? Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, come on, Santa. You gotta give me what I want. What else I want? Some greeny stick'em caps. Yeah, give me a mess of them greeny stick'em caps. Give me what I want. Come on, Santa. You gotta give me what I want. Come back here, Santa. Hey, Santa, come back here.
Hallelujah! It's Christmas! Hallelujah, hallelujah! It is Christmas! Yes, it is Christmas! Oh, yes! Christmas it is! It is Christmas! Holy ho! Hallelujah! It's Christmas! Hallelujah, hallelujah! It is Christmas! Yes, it is Christmas! Oh, yes! Christmas it is! It is Christmas! Holy ho! Hallelujah! It's Christmas! Hallelujah, hallelujah! It is Christmas! Yes, it is Christmas!
love the colored lights everywhere, and the way that neighbors stop their cars and stare. I strap a Santa Claus on my roof, plastic candy canes and reindeer everywhere.
I'm stringing up decorations, it's draining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations, imported from third world nations. I'm stringing up decorations, I'm freaking out fire stations. I'm pumping out radiation, my neighbors are out of patience. Gotta keep those yuletide decorations up all winter. God appreciates my plugged-in tribute to the Savior. God would love it if I could keep them up till well past Easter.
Amen.
I'm cutting up a major station, three wise men's destination, nutcrackers in full claymation, little drummer boy animation.
Ba-la-la-la-la, ba-la-la-la, ba-la-la-la-la.
Decorations, it's draining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations, imported from third world nations.
People come from miles around,
talking about my decorations,
till the day I take them down. My electric bill.
Talking about my decorations.
My decorations. These are my decorations.
My decorations.
Wonder if I should flock my tree. It's lit up like Ted Kennedy.
Talking about my decorations.
Lights on every reindeer hoof.
Talking about my decorations.
Hope I don't fall off my roof.
Talking about my decorations.
These are my decorations. Decorations, baby, yeah.
Talking about my decorations.
My decorations. My decorations.
Wow. Every toy you break, every mess you make, every bug you bake, every cold you fake, Santa's watching you. Every cat you kick and every nose you pick, every floor you lick, if you bathe too quick, Santa's watching you. Spies, his surveillance guys, they beat the FBI's. Every luke you spit and every friend you hit, every class you ditch, every fit you pitch, Santa's watching you. every bed you wet, and every burp you let. If your mom's upset, here's your Christmas threat. Santa's watching you. Got his elves deployed, I'd be paranoid. Santa's watching you. Santa's watching you. Santa's watching you.
Every toy you break, every
Santa's watching
you.
You.
Every mug you make,
Santa's
every
watching
you.
You.
Every cat you lick, every
Santa's watching you.
Every you lick,
Santa's watching you.
Every look you spit,
Santa's watching.
It's Christmas, but I don't know. I don't feel it until we get snow.
Well, I don't know what it's like outside, but it's warm in here, and baby, it's Yuletide. Babe, I got Yule, babe. I got Yule, babe.
They say it's too early for a Christmas song. Before Halloween, we all know that it's wrong.
I guess that's so, but what can I say? I just can't wait until Thanksgiving Day. Babe, I got Yule, babe. I got Yule, babe. I see Santa at the mall.
Merry Christmas!
Even though it's early fall.
And when it's cold, with snow coming down, with your red nose, you get around. So let them laugh and call your name.
Then I'll fly through the air for you. Nothing brings me down because she thinks I'm cute. She thinks I'm cute.
Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
I got you to wrap my gift.
I got you and a snow drift.
I got you to trim my tree.
I got you to shop with me.
I got you with bells that jingle.
I got you in my Kris Kringle.
I got you under mistletoe.
I got you to ho ho ho.
Bashful, happy, sleepy, grumpy, dopey.
You, babe. I got you, babe.
nights with no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Speaking with his voice.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul.
I'm George Harrison,
Ringo Starr.
Thank you. And I'd just like to say,
everywhere it's Christmas.
Everywhere it's Christmas.
Speaking. I'd like to pass you over to Paul.
Now! This is the wish of a merry, merry Christmas. This is the wish of just a merry, merry year. This is the wish of just a happy, happy new year. This is the wish of just a merry, merry year.
Round.
Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, Steve and Chris Van Even.
Thank you, Bingo. We'll phone you.
This is Paul.
Ringo here.
John speaking.
This is George Harrison.
And seeing as we gather around the Christmas microphone here in the studio, we might as well get together with a little Christmas message for you.
Which goes something like this. Nice.
Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Merry Happy New Year. And folks, happy Christmas, and may everything you wish be granted.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you very much,
thank you.
Well, this next song will have to be our last one.
Don't forget.
Everywhere is Christmas.
I'm off, you're in the car.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
Everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
Everywhere.
good night to you all, and God bless you.
Santa's got a brand new bag. And now this is the confusing part.
Ow! Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All good cheer.
In a city where crime runs rampant, one man delivers hope with a vengeance.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa's revenge.
Don't you mind, I'll be back again someday.
Merry Christmas, you naughty mother.
Every hood out in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote: stink, stank, stunk.
We'll be right back.
Annie, ik voel me goed.
Ik ook, Biert. Hoi!
En daar rijdt meneer Aard.
In zijn 850 in volle vaart.
Hij wuift naar ons en zegt...
Tot zo!
Let it snow. Hij won al heel wat zielen.
Als hij hier weer kwam dealen.
De eerste gram kreeg je altijd cadeau. Let it snow.
Whee!
Ja, het was op een grote vuif.
Maar het bleef niet bij de eerste keer.
Dus toen nam ik nog een snuif.
En al snel wilde ik meer. Whee! Je baalt nu als een stekker.
Maar je voelt je straks weer lekker.
En zo sterk als een leeuw.
Van de sneeuw.
Lekker gebied.
Ja, Annie. Ook op de oliebollen.
Hoi! In de pannenkoekenbiert. Zo ja.
Aard is een fijne vent.
Want zijn stuff is altijd 90%.
Dat is goed, dat merk je zo.
Let it snow. Whee!
De moraal van dit verhaal.
Snuiven doen we allemaal.
Dus wil je poedersuiker op je taart? Kom bij aard, my lord.
Well, somebody took my teeth on Christmas Eve. At dinner time, I went out to retrieve them. I found my saddlebags were bare. I searched and searched, but they weren't there.
Somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening.
Another cowpoke ate my Christmas dinner with teeth I bought and paid for just last winter. After looking high and low, I found them lying in the snow.
Somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening.
Somebody used my teeth and didn't clean them. They had Tobacco chores in between them. Somebody ate some onion dip. They smelled just like a mule's armpit.
Somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening.
I had a big surprise when I discovered somebody ate their vittles in the cupboard. Christmas pudding, candy bars, turkey bones, and caviar.
Somebody used my teeth and didn't clean them.
Now somebody used my teeth and didn't clean them. They were a terrible mess, you should have seen them. I tried my best to scrub them off. I brushed them in the old house trough.
Somebody used my teeth and didn't clean them.
Set of teeth that's worth a lot in Texas. When someone takes them, it really does affect us. It's difficult to talk and chew and bite the rattlesnakes in two.
Somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening.
Well, somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening. It was a terrible loss and I was grieving. But they won't take my teeth no more. The blacksmith nailed them to my jaw.
They ain't gonna take my teeth this Christmas evening. No, they ain't gonna take my teeth this Christmas evening.
You better believe it, Buckaroos.
It was the day before Christmas. We'd been on the road a long time and we felt like two stomp frogs traveling westward through Illinois or Iowa. On our way to some dumb show somewhere. We tried to tickle each other and give each other noogies and celebrate Christmas in our own way. The countryside looked like a dang Christmas card coming through our bug-filled windshield of our motorhome. Fine dusty snow was starting to whirl around. Dusty Snow is a country singer. who likes to whirl around. He's pretty weird, and that's a whole other story. The interstate was highway was just about deserted, except for the guy we just ran over. It began snowing harder. We needed a place to pull in for the night. We hadn't seen anything open for quite a month. We started to get all upset and bang each other on the head. It was getting dark, and the wind was blowing the snow into pornographic shapes. We pulled off at the next exit, but there was no sign of life except this old dumpy barn. The barn had a sign over the door and lights were on inside, so we went in. It turned out to be a little grocery store and some antiques for sale in the back. The antiques were the mama and papa of the guy that owned the place. The owner took us into a little room where they kept boots and snow shovels. We plugged our electric line in and got out of there because he was acting pretty weird. We dragged our artificial out of the trunk, and Misty had it trimmed and on fire in about 10 minutes. We'd been on a long, hard tour, and we didn't have any presents for each other or even any clean underwear. We looked around at the antiques and picked out some goodies. But we didn't have any way to gift wrap them. They didn't even have any duct tape. Two or three at a time, some of the people from the town came into the store, stomping the snow off their shoes and the raccoons off their boots, and saying, "Merry Christmas, you idiot," to each other. Smiling friendly and laughing and acting really weird. They offered to take our gifts back to their homes and wrap them for us, and they never came back. We bought some eggnog and cookies in the little store and sat on the floor and had a little party all by ourselves. In the morning we woke up to snow-covered cornfields and the snow-covered people standing out there frozen, and an old rusty plow was half buried in the snow. Rusty Plow was a country singer who likes to stand in the snow, but that's another story. It was a perfect Christmas. We don't even know the name of the town or the state it's in. It may be Argentina. We just like to think of it as our weird Christmas town.
I want a brand new clam hole for Christmas. Want two clam hearts full of ice cold beer. I want a red pickup truck, a wooden body on the back, and a woman with no kids for one full year. I found it awesome along on the mud flats. I dug clams from dawn till dusk. I spent so much time in salt water that my clam always turned into rust. I lugged bushels of clams to the dealer. I don't know where my money goes. I can hardly afford me a 12-pack. There's no money for a new clam hole. I want a brand new clam hole for Christmas. Want two clam hearts full of ice cold beer. I want a red pickup truck, a wooden body on the back, and a woman with no kids for one full year. Spend the winter in Cancun and meet a woman with a lot of dough who could afford a new boat and motor with an outlet for a new clam hole. I'd bring her back to Maine in the summer. I'd even let her dig a tighter soul. That might cause us a small problem, 'cause then we'd need two clam holes. I want a brand new clam hole for Christmas. Want two clam hearts full of ice cold beer. I want a red pickup truck, a wooden body on the back, and a woman with no kids for one full year. When my back gives out for the last time, at the shore there's not a single clam. I'll send my clam hole to the IRS. They can try working with their hands. I can't say if I'll go to hell or heaven, but there's one thing for sure that I know. I won't stay in either place if when I get there someone passes me an old clam hole. I want a brand new clam hole for Christmas. Want two clam hulls full of ice cold beer. I want a red pickup truck, a wooden body on the back, and a woman with no kids for one full year. I want a brand new clam hole for Christmas. Please Santa, I need one so. I'd like some new hip boots that don't leak when I dig, and a brand new clam hole. I'd like some new hip boots that don't leak when I dig, and a clam hole made of gold. There, dig that, mister.
T'was the night before Christmas, and all through the casa, Mama, she was busy preparing the masa to make the tamales for the tamalada, and all the ingredients for the enchiladas. Papa in the front room with all the muchachas was dancing the mambo and doing the cha-cha. My brothers and sisters were out in the hall, listening to the Beatles singing rock and twist. When all of a sudden I hear such a racket, I jump out of bed and I put on my jacket. I look out the window in front of my house, was my old Uncle Pedro as drunk as a louse. He ran in the casa, he grabbed the guitar, he laid out and yelled, and he started singing Guadalajara. I beginning to wonder, as I lay there alone, how old Pancho Claus was to visit my home. With all of this noise that will scare him away, when all of a sudden I hear someone say, "Herria, burro, Chuchito, José, Pedrito, get up there, you bum, so you won't get no hay." And then to my wandering eyes they appear, 8 cute little donkeys instead of reindeer. They pulled the carreta that was full of toys for all us good little girls and boys. The fat little driver waved his big sombrero and said, "Merry Christmas, Feliz Año Nuevo." That means Happy New Year. And then I hear him sing, "I am Pancho's cousin from south of the border. My name's Pancho Claus, and I bring you your order." I hear him explain as he passed through the porches, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all buenas noches. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad. Hey, Merry Christmas. Hey, vámonos, mi burro. Ándale, pronto. Ándale, vámonos, mi burro. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Before I kissed her, but with the year we had last and the dress that she wore, I just went along for the ride and I came back for more. And I'm sorry, baby,
That's okay, honey, 'cause the I bought new treatment tea and I flirted with your bro.
Three for me now. It's nothing for you. gets hurt. Nobody gets hurt. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere dead. The stole was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The cats that fell by had just made the street, and I was ready for Snoresville. The man was happy when they started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by eight ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer, he was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, man, like they did. They were out of the chute, making time like a bat, turning the corner in 8 seconds flat. They parked by my smokestack in bunches and clusters, and Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubeville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not back, was his Ivy League buckle. And a mop on his chin had a button-down collar. And with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me, and he peeled from the gig, wailing, have a cool you, man, later like dig. For you who don't dig jive, then I'll set you right. Merry Christmas, y'all. It's been one drag of a night.
It's evening in the desert. I'm tired and I'm cold, but I'm just a soldier. I do what I am told. We came with the Crusaders to save the Holy Land. It's Christmas in Fallujah. I see him all.